I have a theory about the holidays, Karin.
Yes.
My theory is that they were all created in a cabal of men to ensure that they get properly celebrated several times a year. That's why we have them sort of spaced out. You know, we have the winter holidays and we have the spring holidays and we have even summer and fall, right? But what do they all have in common?
I work hard.
Yeah, you bust your ass, right?
And I'm non-existent other than than making everything go off without a hitch.
Oh, yes, but you wouldn't be non-existent if you didn't make that one dish, right? And I don't care which one of the holidays it is. It's like, you know, potato salad in the summer holidays. You know, it's au gratin potatoes with cheese, or cheesy potatoes, I guess, is what my neophyte family calls the ones that come in the spring holidays. And the mashed potatoes at the Thanksgiving holiday. And I think that the people that I live with have a potato thing.
I think it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. I know it's a real thing. I have evidence. It's on my ass. But I was just really thinking about, so the impetus for me thinking about this, not like I haven't thought about it for years and years. It's those, you know, mutterings in my brain, the little, rah, 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 I have to do this, you ungrateful. Rah, 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 rah. But I was watching SNL this weekend and they had a skit. I can't even remember who the guest star was this weekend. I think it was Kristen Wiig or somebody. And it was really about the Christmas holiday or the winter holidays, and everybody in the family is doing, like, you know, that annoying family that came out with like the My Christmas PJs song or something. I think that was, yeah. Yeah. They're like really schmarmy and weird. And they come out like, you know, it's clear the parents were actors at some point, but they come out with these songs, the Wilderness Family or something like that. Anyway, neither here nor there. I feel like this SNL thing was actually like a spoof on the spoof that this family does for their Christmas holidays things. Because I think it was set to the tone of Welcome to Miami, the Will Smith song, in my Christmas jammies. And I'm not going to sing. All two people that listen to our podcast will be gone if I start to sing. But the point being is this skit on SNL, you know, it cracked me up because it was, you know, the kids and the father, and they're all talking about all the stuff they got and all the treats they were going to have. And the mom is like, I got third degree burns on my hand for Christmas. I'm like, there's literally a thing in my family where if I don't burn myself, it's not going to be a good meal. This is what comes out of the mouths of the people that I birth. Like, really, bodily damage is required in order for you to have an enjoyable holiday.
Well, I think it's funny that I end up in all my quest of making this a great holiday and getting pictures and all these memories, you know, that the thing that went, that slapped me upside the head a few years ago was I planned a whole Christmas beach getaway with all my brothers, all their kids, big deal, right? We rented beach houses. I had this thing planned to the nines. Okay. You know, the s'mores night that had, you know, peppermint chocolate and like everything. And it was great. And everybody had a really great time and it was fun. And I worked really, really hard. And then I was looking at the pictures afterwards. Do you know there is not one picture of me there? It's like I was not there. I'm not kidding. And it pisses me off.
You're literally invisible.
I was like, was I even on this trip? I worked freaking hard for it, but was I really there? There's no evidence.
No.
I can't answer that question. Mom forgot,
you were literally not there. You know, it reminds me of the memes that come out like every Christmas. It's like a ton of pictures of, you know, women throughout the ages standing next to their decorated Christmas trees. And, you know, not a one of them looks happy in any of those. You know, they have like the big bouffant hairdo and the cocktail dress and they're holding a martini and they're standing next to this betinseled monstrosity and they don't look happy.
So
because they were responsible for that shit.
Yeah. Well, they're like glazed over. They're exhausted and just like living on whatever was legal at the time. Maybe not even legal.
Maybe not even legal. Well, it's funny that skit ended with they're going, and there's still more presents under the tree. And they bring out all these presents and the mom does, you know, the whole self-effacing. Oh, you guys, you didn't have to. You shouldn't have. Just being together is all I need. And they were gifts for the dog.
No. That's the, oh my God, that's the worst. Wait, that's hitting a little close to home right about now.
Like if I have to get one more ill-fitting bathrobe and a cheap set of bath salts that I would never use, look at the calendar I got you. I'm like, I have a fucking phone. What do I need a calendar for?
To do mom things.
Right? To plan the next holiday. So you know what I'm going to do? I think you actually inspired this. I'm like, I'm starting to think about, and maybe I'm calling it the close to 50 fewer fucks to give, because I'm coming up on that one and those Fs are quickly going away. Okay. And you and I were talking a while ago about roller skating rinks. Actually, we were talking about that on the Facebook page with our community. You know, we remember, oh, you go and it's the couple's skate and it,
the snowball.
Oh, right. Can you skate backwards? And can you grapevine? And the DJ. Yeah. No.
Oh my God.
So I was like, I think I might see if I can find that pair of velour Nike track shoe topped roller skates had as a kid. Right.
Do you think your mom still has them, or are you going to find them like on eBay?
I'm going to probably have to find them on eBay because I think my mom was just like, they're gone. Let's throw everything out. Maybe she got sick of all those holidays.
I'm sure. I can relate to dumping all that stuff. I do it. So speaking of Christmases, I remember the Christmas, it was 1980. And you know how I remember? Because of the Olympics. I got roller skates for Christmas. They were not Nike velour ones. They were blue and very fine vinyl with red like and white stripe thingies on them. And I would skate in the garage like I was an Olympic ice skater for hours. My dad had a giant garage. And so I would do, that's how I learned to go backwards and, you know, all the little fancy moves to show off later in my life.
Without breaking a hip.
It was a little less of a concern at that point in my life. But since then, I don't know if you've seen the Instagram craze. I'm kind of a fool for it. I kind of fell down that Instagram rabbit hole where there's the California girls out skating on the beach boulevard and they look so cool and it looks so like liberating and nobody's asking you to do anything. And I'm going to do that. I think I can do that.
Are you telling me that like roller skating's a thing again?
It is a thing again. Of course, I'm looking out the window and it's pouring down rain and I don't live anywhere close to a California boulevard that's sunny or anything, but it is a thing again. And it just looks really cool.
What's most appealing about it for you?
For me, when I see that, I think it's something that I could do on my own. And it's not like purpose driven. Like everything in my life seems like it has to have a purpose. I go for a run. I have to run, you know, I have to, you know, work out. I have to work out hard and you have to, you know, get your steps in and get all this stuff. And I feel like roller skating takes me back to a time when I didn't worry about that. But also I don't have to worry about anyone else showing up for me, you know, corralling someone to do it with me. I could just go and kind of skate forever. You know, like I think about like in San Diego around the bays down there.
Mm-hmm.
I used to rollerblade down there and they could go forever and kind of try new things. I mean, it feels liberating. It feels free. it feels alone.
Like, I just want to be alone and free.
Truth be told,
I don't care if I break a hip.
And I know I will not look like those really cool Instagram girls, but in my head,
looks like those really cool Instagram girls, and I haven't even seen them, because guess what? No Instagram girls look like themselves.
I know. But in my head, I'm going to pretend like I do, and I just won't have any pictures. It will be fine. I'm used to not having pictures. Keeping, it'll be like Christmas.
That's in keeping in the theme. That's what I was just going to say. In keeping with the theme, if there aren't going to be pictures, so maybe let's say that's what the theme is. What would you do if there was no one around to take pictures of it?
Of skating?
Yeah, of anything. Clearly, anything. You're going to go skating. Is there anything else you would do if there's no one around to document it?
Do you have something in mind?
You know, oh gosh, and this is so funny. I always said after my years in the Navy that, you know, working on airplanes, I never saw the purpose in jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. I just thought it was so ridiculous. But it's another one of those, I don't have all that many F's left to give, and I think I might want to jump out of a plane at some point. And I certainly don't want any around to see me lose my bowels. I'm going to have like colonoscopy prep before I go.
That is a whole different kind of prep for skydiving, I want to tell you. Right. I'm not sure that's part of the package deal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, there's nobody around.
I think you should do that.
You know, I have not voiced that to anyone ever until just this moment. But it's like, I, you know, and I think maybe you stumbled onto something there a little bit when talking about what was appealing to you about the skating thing. So it's not even just that these Instagram girls look so cool. I think it's the nostalgia for one part of remembering, you know, how free and how much easier it was when we were kids. Though, of course, you know, it probably wasn't all that easy, hindsight being what it is. But I think that skydiving seems very freeing to me too. I mean, who else? I mean, I don't need you to come with me and keep up while we're on that run. I don't need you to care. I just need the person to help me figure out how to pull that string, and it'll be peaceful at some point. I mean, of course, it'll be freaking terrifying, but there has to be at least 30 seconds in there where you've given up the ghost and you're convinced you're going to die, and you have that peacefulness of knowing the end is near. I think that's what it is, though. I think it's that, you know, as cliche as it sounds, free as a bird. I'd like to do something that makes me feel liberated like that.
I definitely think you should plan that. When do you turn 50?
I turn 50 in July of 2021.
Ooh, yes. Start planning now. That is a thing.
I think I'm going to pull a George H.W. Bush. Right? I'll do it when I'm 90.
I think you can do it before then.
I might get up the nerve to do it at that age. It's a little different than strapping on skates, but I think that in order to be able to take back our presence, the way that it kind of gets taken out of things like holidays, is maybe to find that one wild, crazy, this is the thing that I'm going to do that I don't need any of you to participate in, approve of, or accompany me on. And I'm going to do it for me, for whatever stupid reason or poignant reason or meaningful reason, but I'm going to take back my space in the world and do that.
I love that. And you know what I'm thinking as you're talking, I'm thinking, I can't wait to hear what the community says. I'd love to hear what other people are thinking about, because it's so personal. And it, like you said, you hadn't really said that out loud until just now. I think that deep within us, there's something, you know, there's something that's been stirring in us, and maybe we just need to bring it to the surface, and it's time.
And I know maybe that's the freeing part of aging. Well, first off, our kids are getting older for sure. we have different challenges, you and I, with our kids, but they, you know, they are getting older. And as we get older, there's, I think, more freedom for us not to be so constrained to what a popular idea of what a mother should be is. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you remember? I remember, like, this is how, all right, this is how bad it got one year. not a holiday, but one of the kids' birthdays. I literally hand drew and cut out on really good quality, art quality construction paper, all of the characters of Sesame Street and a couple of the buildings. And I essentially decoupaged them into our formal dining room. It's a Sesame Street theme, right? I made Elmo, Zoe, and Oscar the Grouch cookies or cupcakes, where I actually
this is before Pinterest too. So right? You were before doing this for the love of your child,
right? Maybe. Right? So I made these damn cupcakes, and I don't know if you've ever tried to use like the tips for like frosting bags, that you make monster fur out of. Yeah. If I end up with arthritis, it's because of those damn cupcakes, right? And then everybody had their own Sesame Street themed goodie bag with their own name on it. And they had all of these little things that I made inside of it. And then we had a pony, in our backyard that I created a little, you know, arena for. And, you know, we're sitting here talking with the kids over the Thanksgiving break while we're still here in quarantine or at least socially isolating because of COVID. I was like, what was, you know, your favorite birthday? You know, can you remember your birthdays? Which was your favorite birthday? And the damn kid whose birthday that was like, you know, I don't feel like you ever really went all out for birthdays like some moms do.
No more presents for you,
right? And that prompts one to want to jump out of an airplane voluntarily.
Freedom.
So I wonder how much of the time that we spent as our kids were growing up was us giving into social pressures, things that even, you know, might not have been said to us, but were definitely modeled for us. And maybe as we age, we kind of slough off that skin.
Yeah.
And kind of come wholly out into ourselves and say, you know what? Now I want somebody to make me freaking Elmo cupcakes for my birthday.
I'm not waiting around for someone to do that. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Okay. Well, I think it's time to finish this conversation over on Facebook. So, Shit Show Community, we'll see you there.